What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was. That's, I think Kenny Atkinson hit it right on the head last night with what happened to the Cavaliers, because that was not fun to watch last night. 134-114, and they got the pit bull treatment, right? I mean, not good. Not good at all. And so you sit here and you kind of wonder, okay, Cavs have had a great start. They've been shooting the lights out. And I, like, again, you
which
can't
you would
expect
think is
that.
Unlikely to
totally unlikely. Yeah.
But anyway, it's been a byproduct, though, of a better offense, better movement, better spacing, better ball movement, and getting open shots. You know, open shots are easier to hit than contested shots. And Kenny's offense has really lent itself to getting better looks. And that's, to me, that's been the key. But the longer, you know, the longer it goes on, more teams are going to have a chance to, you know, study the Cavs, play them a second or third time, and figure out, okay, this is what we might want to do against them, which, of course, screams playoff series. You know, the more you see a team, the better idea you should have on how to beat them. And I, again, there's nothing to get really fired up about. They got smoked last night.
Yeah.
But they're 34-6. And now the Cavs will just have to continue to grow and make some adjustments. You know, that you fear, you want another little fear, you peaked way too early. I don't think that's the case, but you want to throw that on the list? Okay, there, throw that on the list.
I think it's going to be difficult for them to just to continue that shooting pace, but that's all right. I mean, look, it's been fun so far, and there's no reason not to think that's not the case. Is as like Kenny said, you know, they ran into a pit bull. You just got to make sure that when you hit them again, which could only be in the NBA Finals, you just got to make sure they're not a fireball. Jeff is in University Heights. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Jeffrey. Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. Happy Friday to you both.
And to you.
Happy Friday to you.
Not going to blow one game out of proportion. Just like last week, I wasn't ready to plan the championship parade in June after they beat the Thunder here last week. But the one thing that concerns me, if they play the Thunder again and teams like the Thunder in general, is this. The Thunder, Lou Dort, has put Donovan Mitchell on lockdown, not just yesterday and last week, but if you go back and look at their head-to-heads throughout their career, he has put him on lockdown most times that they played. So that's something to keep in the back of your mind if you were to get to that point and meet them in a seven-game series. But what the Thunder have that does concern me as far as the Eastern Conference is the same thing Atlanta has, and to a lesser extent, maybe even Milwaukee. And that is this, is that wings that are long and athletic bother the Cavs, because they bother the Cavs' backcourt, which is the engine that gets it running, even though Mobley has improved his game exponentially this year. And those are the type of teams that give the Cavs trouble. OKC did not play small last night because, yes, they didn't have their bigs, but they're long, they're athletic on the wings, J-Dub, Lou Dort, et cetera. And that's what gives the Cavs problem.
Exactly.
Thank you. Does the word Orlando mean anything? Kind of, is that ring a bell there?
You mean the same type of players?
Yeah.
Well, Boston.
True.
You know, I mean, there are numerous teams in the NBA who present the type of problems that we talked about in our first segment and that Jeff just reiterated. But that's okay because the Cavs also present them with problems. It's an issue, and it has been for some time. And Kenny Atkinson's offense has taken what was here and has really, amped it up. But the problem of not having the athletic wing guys who can really impact the other team still exists. Can you cover it up and win big? Yep. And the Cavs have so far.
Does if you go back and look at last night's game, does a wing guy make a difference in a game like last night?
Well, not last night.
No.
I mean, last night they got killed. But
yeah. 216-474-0092, just like Don in Cleveland. Hi, Don.
Donald.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Okay, yeah. I agree with Jeff. We just not athletic enough for some of these teams. I saw that game with Atlanta both times they lost, and we just have a time matching up with teams that athletic like that.
And they won back or lost back-to-back nights to Atlanta or back-to-back games. Okay. They played them two in a row.
Exactly. The problem I have with Donovan Mitchell, he had a history of not showing up during the big games when he was with the Jazz. So that kind of concerned me a little bit, too. I'm also looking
anyone concerned that he might be a little injured, that he might not be, 100%?
Yeah, but it's an 82-game season. You're going to have that.
So, but in an 82-game season, you're going to have to expect games like last night if he's not. There are going to be nights where you're not going to get 1,000%. And it's not that he doesn't want to give it to you. It's just that his body's like, hey, man, you got to chill for a second.
Okay, one more thing, then I'm going to hang up. Sure. What do you guys think about Brandon Ingram being that wing guy?
I love Brandon Ingram. I've always liked him.
Okay, all right. Jeff, do we have anyone in the D-League we can fill that void at this point?
Don, if you can't look down there and think that guy's going to come up and have an impact. Everybody has screamed about Amani Bates. Amani does not, in my estimation, seem to be ready, If he were, he'd be here.
Yeah.
Fair point.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Don.
Don checking in from Cleveland, 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Again, it's not – at what point would you hit panic mode, Jeff?
After they're eliminated from the playoffs? There's no panic mode
now.
Do
you expect them to drop back to somewhere in the pack, or do you expect them to –
No, Andy, they've been really good.
Do they need to be the lead horse for the rest of the season?
No. You know what they need to do? They need to go get first-round home court advantage. That means top four. Now, if you happen to drop to three or four, it means things have gone wrong. So that probably means you're not really on a good path as you head into the playoffs. And I don't expect that to happen. I'd be stunned if they're any lower than the second seed going in. I mean, they've just played too well, and their lead is too big. But, you've got to just... You've played so well, but maintaining that and you're not even halfway through the regular season. Mm-mm. Keep that in mind.
You have an 11.5 game lead on fourth place, if that's the way you want to look at it.
Yeah, they're going to get home court in the first round. That's terrific. But if they happen to slide a little bit, that's not a good sign for the playoffs. I don't expect them to. I think they'll be the one or the two seed.
Go ahead, sir.
No, you're fine. The question I want an answer to coming out of last night is how come a team full of guys who were, 6'7", we'll say? 6'8"? 6'8", let's be safe.
They went
6'9",
6'6", 6'5", 6'4", and 6'3". Yeah, Oklahoma City in their starting lineup last night.
It was almost like that University of Miami basketball team that Larrañaga had last year where it was all these guys who could switch everything. But nonetheless, how come a team full of guys 6'9 and under completely silenced your two big guys? That's the question I want an answer
to. That's kind of an issue.
That's the question. I walk out of this game going, okay, what happened here?
What was with Mobley last night?
Yeah.
I don't get that. And keep this in mind, they didn't have Chet Holmgren and they didn't have Hartenstein. So Oklahoma City has pieces to combat those guys. They didn't need them last night.
I agree. I think that the question that might be going through your mind is, and again, this goes back to overreaction on one game, which I don't think any of us are because they've had such a strong start. But, the question has been out there, like, you want to talk about a dream ride for a head coach. Kenny Atkinson's had a dream ride, since the beginning of the season right now. And so you get a little bit of turmoil. It's not even turmoil. It's little bumps in the road.
You've had two clinkers in the last two, in the last three games.
Yeah, and then
you lost at home to Indy and against a similar style team, by the way. You know, some lanky guys out there on the wing. And then you beat them, and then you lost last night.
But it was a close game. I mean, the game they won, they had to, you know, get it done.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, nobody counts points in the wins, you know.
I agree. So he was asked after the game last night, how do you move on from a loss like this? Again, let's keep in mind it's middle of the season.
You just got to turn it, and you got to take it on the chin. And I'm more looking forward to how do we respond against Minnesota. I don't think you go rant and rave after a game like this. It's not the correct response from a coach.
I agree with
him. He is correct.
And I also agree with the fact that you don't try to play hero ball and come back in the fourth quarter when you're getting blown out. I mean, he emptied out the bench in the fourth quarter. And by the way, those guys played hard. I mean, what was the biggest lead last night? Was it 40?
Cavs were down 38 after three.
Okay, so
they lost by 20. So yeah. They outscored them 33-15 in the fourth quarter.
I think they only gave up 18.
And that was that's a fourth quarter where Oklahoma City's like, yep, smoke them if you got them. We're good. And think about it. And again, the final point differential doesn't matter.
Right.
They lost by 20 despite dominating the fourth quarter. That's how bad last night was.
Hmm. And we got a second. Let's take one. Lance is in Uniontown. Hi, Lance. How are you?
Great. Last year you spent two-thirds of the season with the Guardians.
What?
Saying they can't keep it up. They can't. There's no way it's going to last.
Yeah.
It will never work.
No.
And now you're starting starting all over.
We enjoyed it.
Who said that? We enjoyed the whole ride.
What do you want? You did the whole thing last year.
About
now
what?
You're gonna start it all up again.
What are you talking about?
You are.
Me personally?
Woe is me. It'll never work.
Oh, Lance.
Come on, Lance.
That's not true. There's no woe is me. I'm asking you, Lance, you talk, I talk. This is how it works.
Don't argue with me.
Don't argue with me. Oh, hey, Lance, you're right. I won't argue with you. Have a fantastic weekend as I hang up on you. Don't tell me what I said and what I did. You really want to aggravate me and Jeff? Tell us what we said and what we didn't say. Did I say woe is me? No. Did I ask you today and I've said to you, hey, are you concerned about the fact that they had a 134-114 loss in last night's game for a team that has been playing amazing? What have you heard me say, Lance? Because clearly I don't think they have Q-tips in Uniontown to clean out your ears to hear what I've been saying about this team for what? I don't know. The entire season so far? Wow, this is amazing. This has been fun. Why do I love it? Because there's no drama. Don't waste your time picking up the phone telling us what we did or didn't say sometimes. Because Jeff and I know exactly what's coming out of our mouth when we're on this air. Thank you. I hope you have a great weekend, Lance, and I hope it's good. I'll send you some Q-tips. No problem with that. And I'll send you the real ones, too. The cheap ones, not good, because when you leave the cotton in your ear, you got to go to the doctor.
Those bend.
Can't have nice things.
Can't. Not at all. 216-474-0092 is the number to call. When we come back, we're going to start getting into a little bit of quarterback fun. Jeff, you're going to have to introduce us to another quarterback.
And it's the guy that seems to be front and center in this.
Find out next, Baskin and Phelps.